morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything that's happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. We're going to start the show with the wildest Brandon Ayuk rumor I have ever seen this offseason. It's crazy. It comes to us from all Steelers fan nation, Noah Strachbein, who says that the Steelers and Niners trade talks are real. Okay, not surprising. That bubbled up earlier this offseason, although John Lynch denied it. But according to the report, quote, while nothing is imminent, they would be surprised if it didn't happen. Okay, that's a pretty strong stance to take, but what's it going to take to get the deal done, Noah? Well, according to the report, it feels like a second round pick and maybe a late round pick could get the deal done. Now, I don't know about you, that seems pretty damn light for Brandon Ayuk. But here's the thing, they're not done. Here's the cherry on top of this crazy report. According again to All Steelers, the 49ers are going to pick up some of Brandon Ayuk's contract to get the deal done. So let me recap. The Niners are going to trade Ayuk for less than a first round pick. They're going to trade Ayuk and pay some of his salary to the Steelers. Why would they do this? If you want to pay Brandon Ayuk's salary, pay all of his salary and he'll play for you next year. I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know who this person is, to be honest with you. I don't know how credible they are. But, I mean, he's up on All Steelers. That's a Sports Illustrated site. So he's got some credibility. I can't see this happen. If this happens, there will be an instant reaction podcast where the vein in my forehead will literally explode because that would be a terrible deal for the 49ers. Needless to say, I'm not staying up at night worried about it because the chances this happens are slim to none. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thursday, Kyle Posey did a fun thing at NinersNation.com. He went back in history and looked at what if the 49ers had listened to Mel Kiper Jr. and drafted who he said they should draft. It's, you know, just a fun little exercise, what the roster would have looked like if the Niners had listened to old Mel, and it would have been pretty different. If you want to read it, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch, Raheem Mostert was a guest on Eric Armstead's Third and Long podcast and said that he was texting Christian McCaffrey last year, giving him advice on how to beat certain teams, mainly the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Raheem, of course, hasn't played for the Niners in a little while, but that's still pretty cool. I wish his advice would have helped, but nonetheless, that's still a nice thing that he did. If you want to see the actual clip where he talks about this, again, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing you might have missed, Bill Belichick is officially part of the sports media. It was announced yesterday that he is going to be the co-host of the Pat McAfee show Draft Spectacular, which of course will air during the draft next week on ESPN+. Bill Belichick, sports media. I watched the interview on the McAfee show yesterday. He actually smiled. It was terrifying. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you click the bell, you'll get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Today, I'll be live with Levin Black. Can't wait for that. It's always fun on Thursdays. Levin and I will be there for you at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Please, please, please join us for that. I have a feeling this Ayuk rumor is going to be a topic of conversation. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.